Today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel, which is a feast for April 26 on the old calendar, but which is particularly dear to us and which we celebrate also in the Novus Ordo in our institute, because our mother house, the place where our founders, Father Gabriel, Father Stefano Manelli, and Father Gabriel Pilateri, began their experiment in religious life that led ultimately to the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. The two founders were both conventual Franciscans, and Father Stefano had and was a spiritual child of Padre Pio. And after the council, when many religious with the mandate of the church were experimenting and attempting to update their religious life to the times, again, according to the mandate of the council that wanted religious orders to restore their charism and bring it into a fuller light. During that period of time, a lot of unfortunate things happened, and many religious communities abandoned community life, abandoned the life of obedience, and experimented in new forms of religious life that led to a lot of defections. A lot of religious, especially sisters, went home. But the Franciscan order also had its problems during that time. And therefore, having been a spiritual child of Padre Pio and having been very familiar with the spirituality of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, Father Stefano requested of his provincial that he might also be permitted to try an experiment. And so he wrote a little statute, which we call the Tracca, the plan, the Marian plan of Franciscan life. And it was really based on the tradition. It was based on a very traditional interpretation of the rule of St. Francis in the light of the great saints. But Father Stefano pointed out that we really didn't need to go very far back in order to find examples by which we could live the Franciscan rule in some rigor and also in a way that was modern. And the example that he wished to use primarily was St. Maximilian Kolbe and also Padre Pio. And that is how our religious institute got started. He was given permission by his provincial to try this experiment with one other friar who happened to be Father Gabriel. And they went up on this lonely little mountain in southern Italy in the province of Avellino in a town called Frigento, where there was this little shrine that had been run by the Carmelites. The Carmelites had this little church and a little tiny convent attached to it. A church had been built there because about 100 years earlier, a man had been directed by an angel to dig into a field and find this little icon of the Blessed Mother, which it took him years actually to do. He looked all over for the and trying to follow the angel's direction, and finally he found the icon, which was this just little tiny icon of Our Lady of Good Counsel made out of ceramic and fired and painted, and not anything particularly extraordinary. But he cracked it in the process of finding it, and eventually a church was built there, and miracles were associated with this little icon. So Father Stefano and Father Gabriel went to this little shrine, a very quiet place, and began to live religious life according to the standard of St. Maximilian Kolbe and Padre Pio. And little by little, to make a long story short, many friars, young men, entered the conventual branch of the order there in Frigento and began to live there. And from there it spread to the Philippines. And then in 1990, John Paul II decided to make us a separate institute within the conventual branch of the order. independent institute from the conventual branch of the order. So now we are the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. But in reference to this particular feast, we celebrate really the wisdom and the counsel of the Blessed Virgin, whose counsels are always better than anything the world has to offer. In the face of the modern world, the Church has tried to adapt to the needs of modern times. But the trick is to do it in the counsels of God and of the Blessed Mother, and not to listen to the world. Unfortunately, it seems that that's just exactly the opposite is what has happened so often in our efforts to accommodate or to evangelize, perhaps would be a better word, to evangelize the modern world. Instead of bringing the modern world our way, we've very much accommodated ourselves to it, and many people have lost their faith in the process, and we've lost our traditions and our moral compass. And that is why perhaps God inspired Father Stefano to follow the spirituality of St. Maximilian Kolbe, which is a spirituality in which we entrust ourselves entirely to the Blessed Mother and give ourselves over into her hands and beg her to change our way of thinking and acting, to cultivate within us a humility by which we recognize that we don't have the answers, that only God has the answers, and he mediates his grace and his truth and his wisdom through our Blessed Lady. And so what we need to do more than anything else is to kneel at her feet and to venerate her, and to honor her, and to love her as a mother, which is exactly what Father Stefano and Father Gabriel did up on that lonely mountain. They had no intention really of starting a new branch of the order. They had no really even intention of having a lot of friars there with them. Their intention was to love the Blessed Mother, and through her to love our Lord, and to be faithful to their vocation and to hang on to the grace that God had given them. If we do that in our daily life through our consecration to the Blessed Mother, then God will give us the wisdom and counsel to know how to change the world in which we live, to know how to deal with those who are around us. ultimately, Our Lady is, as we read in the book of wisdom today, she is the mother of fair love, of fear, of knowledge, and of holy hope. And her is the way of grace and of truth, and in her is all hope of life and virtue. She exhorts us to come over to her, that we receive all that we desire. We desire the truth, we desire wisdom, we desire blessedness, and that is ours if we remain at the feet of Our Lady of Good Counsel.
You are